Bringing a child into the world means making a lot of decisions, getting the baby's room ready, taking childbirth classes, and of course, picking the name. With so much going on, one very important decision often falls off the radar: finding the right pediatrician. Reporter Michael Brindley has been busy making all these decisions himself with the birth of his daughter last month, and he's written an article for Parenting New Hampshire. Michael speaks with experts and parents on how to search for the right doctor for your child. Michael, welcome back to All Things Considered, and congratulations.
Thanks, Brady.
So how common is it for expecting parents to not have chosen a pediatrician before the baby comes along?
It's actually pretty common. Michelle Savoy is director of the Family Center at Exeter Hospital. She says it's actually very common for a couple to come in about to have a baby and have no idea who the baby's pediatrician is going to be. Now, that's not cause for any panic, because the hospital will have a pediatrician on call that they will assign you in those cases. And you can obviously stay with that doctor or find your own. But either way, that's not really ideal. Those first few days and weeks following the birth, it's not the time you want to be juggling doctors.
So the best time to start then would be earlier on?
Yeah, Savoy recommends starting your search about 6 months in, but as far as how you go about starting to look, Savoy says expecting parents really need to ask themselves what kind of pediatrician they want for their child. You know, some parents may want a younger provider who's perhaps a little more cutting edge, or they may want an older provider who has more experience. Some parents, they prefer to have a pediatrician who matches their child's gender. Others prefer a family practice, which will take in the parents as new patients as well. And most practices will give you the chance to meet with a pediatrician before the baby arrives, sort of a meet and greet. But Savoy says, you know, good old-fashioned word of mouth can often be the best way to go, particularly if you have friends or family who work in the medical field who may be able to give you a recommendation.
Are there any issues with shortages of pediatricians in the state? Is it difficult to find a new one if you're not happy with the one you have?
I spoke with Katrina Watson with the New Hampshire Pediatric Society about this issue, and she's quite honestly concerned about gaps in primary care pediatric coverage in rural parts of the state, particularly up in the North Country. And she says there's actually growing concern about how the state's narrow network in the new healthcare exchanges, it may be exacerbating that problem. For many parents, when there is a shortage, she says it may mean a longer drive to a doctor, which can then make it more difficult to get your child the proper healthcare he or she needs.
That's NHPR reporter and proud papa Michael Brindley. Thanks, Michael.
No problem, Brady.
You can find Michael Brindley's article on searching for a pediatrician in the February edition of Parenting New Hampshire.